right, I can't learn my lesson. I can't do shit right, take antidepressants. Illness and welfare rob my adolescence. My friends probably hate me, can't answer a message. Filled with anxiety, always be hiding me. Feeling inadequate, always just driving me. Not a role model, that's not what I strive to be. Can't go outside, I'm afraid they'd be finding me. Paranoid about my privacy, yeah. And they always asking questions about my face, can't relate. Fucking caught my own reflection, broke with me the other day. Got a lot of bad shit that I'm taking to my grave. Got a fucking date with death on house arrest till trial day. So I grab the red wine on rainy days and then I'm poet. Cause I'll age another fucking 1,000 days before I know it. Yeah, I spend them all inside, waste my time while I'm scrolling. But I love when it rains, cause I'm agoraphobic.
What's up, everybody? It's Gun with John. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much for coming. Good to see everybody again. Boys, it's great to see you guys. I couldn't help but notice we have a bunch or a group of consortium of men in the, well, men who care about men, supposedly, sphere that don't show up here anymore. It's okay. It's all right. I'm glad I see the same faces and new faces all the time, but for all the people that just don't come around anymore, I hate that you feel that way, but I am the kind of person that senses when energy changes and I know who to immediately cut out. So, boy, I hate that. You hate to see it, but it is what it is. Anyways, wrong button. Let's get into today's video. We got a nice, lovely lady here from Man Guide who I don't know which one of you men would even be talking to this woman, but this is the sadness. You people truly do need a little bit of the Lord. You know what I mean? God is what you need. Let's dive in.
To celebrate International Women's Day, I thought I'd ask men what they're doing today. So
to celebrate your National Women's Day, you thought you would invite and include men because you just can't have Women's Day without men, huh? Ladies, you do this to yourself. Don't you know how silly you look?
We can have a good old laugh at their answers. So, Miles, age unknown, because he matched me straight after, said when I...
Miles, what are you doing trying to stick this pig? Just curious, you know, what are you doing, Miles?
I said, what are you doing for International Women's Day? He said, ignoring gimps like you.
Oh, Miles, I understand. Gimps. Oh, boy. That is actually kind of funny. Shout out to Miles for a moment there. I thought that it was... But you picked up on her sarcasm and stupidity... And very good, Miles.
Okay, there are 8 million people in this city. Sounds like a lot, right? Half of them are women. So 4 million men. And then you gotta have some age limits. Let's say over 20.
Why do you have a hat on as a woman? If you're a woman who likes men, why do you have a hat on? Are you dense? Do you not understand the social ramifications and all the what's going on? And right? Or are you a lesbian? At which point, why are you talking about men anyways? You don't like us, remember? Which is fine. Do your thing by all means. Keep that negative energy away from us. What's this about?
Keep it legal.
Under 40.
Keep it sexy.
Now it's a million.
Right. We're talking about a million guys.
And who the fuck is this gimp that plays along with her? Who's this guy that's like, yeah, I'll be in your video and I'll talk and I'll say the... Right.
But half of them are married. 10% are gay. I want someone college educated, not too...
College educated. That tells you how stupid this fucking broad is. Have you guys not figured out that the whole system is a scam? I mean, look, I don't want to get too crazy here, but don't you guys understand that this whole thing, they're just pretending. I mean, that education they're selling you gets you to where you can barely survive in America. If you think you're ever going to get rich or be successful with a college education... Maybe if you're the CEO or high enough up in the company in 10, 20, 30 years of slaving your life away for that opportunity to maybe get that done. But you'll definitely be in $200,000 to $500,000 worth of debt. What are you doing? Are you that stupid? Really? No one ever looks at people that are wealthy and thinks, well, they must have did really great in college. Not anymore. Maybe your grandparents, but not in this world. Forget about that shit. But yeah, that she wants somebody college educated, guys. Look at her. Frumpy and dumpy and a list of demands.
Ugly, so?
Oh, not ugly. Well, hell, that nixes you right out.
There's your boyfriend.
I wish. He's gotta be taller than me. And Gotta want kids. So...
And be able to fuck a wildebeest.
Tell myself that I would rather...
Why are you so shiny? Did you get busted on recently? Like, why is she so shiny, guys?
Be alone forever than settle, and I'm a little worried the universe is like, okay, bet. Enjoy freezing your eggs.
Right. See, you're a petulant child, so you said something stupid, and the universe said, okay, here you go, and you were like, just kidding. Well, it's too late. You already said the stupid-ass thing. Remember, you were a big tough guy before. Now it's time to reap what you sow.
Thanks, bitch. Enjoy raising children alone, slut.
So my lovely Lady Ballers co-star Matt Walsh recently went viral for this tweet.
Oh, tweets. I hate when women try to look intelligent and they're like, oh, look this thing on the internet here. And listen, I'm kind of doing that now. Don't think about it. But ladies, Twitter, fucking Twitter.
He was reacting to a video where a self-described feminist confessed that she was...
Oh, wow. Somebody was making content about feminists on Twitter? Ooh, there's a shock.
Extremely attracted to a man because of his traditionally masculine presence on a date, particularly the part where he enthusiastically paid for everything. Matt's point was one that we constantly discuss, that feminists like to be selective with their rejection of tradition. They want the advantages of equality with men, like financial independence, without the disadvantages, like actually having to contribute your finances to the relationship. And he's right.
Yeah, men have been saying this for about 50 years now. I'm glad you guys finally caught on. Now that a woman's making content about it, though, I'm sure it'll actually become popular.
Right, that's where the feminist ideology falls apart. They have no principles or rationale to what they believe.
That's you, lady.
They don't believe in equality. They believe that their money is their money, and that...
That's you, lady.
That men's money is also their money. And that isn't equality, that's entitlement.
Don't believe the chameleons, guys. I don't care who they are. But John, that's so-and-so. Shut the fuck up.
Masculinity and femininity are both beautiful things. And it's about time we not only start viewing them as such, but also embracing every ounce of them that we can as men and women, respectively. There is absolutely no denying that a woman is happiest when she's in her full feminine.
I swear, man, some individuals in this world are so blatantly distracted with all of this horse shit and bullshit and who has a penis and a dress and who doesn't. They're completely oblivious to the fact that the money is imploding, the nation is imploding, crime, we're being invaded from the South, literally, violently, and, you know. And this is a lot of people's, oh, this. It's really sad when you think about it.
So I can only hope that women start rejecting feminism and embracing femininity.
This is your reminder that if you are a man and you subscribe to the app Bumble between May of 2016 and July of 2021, you may be entitled to compensation from Bumble's discriminatory practices. Thanks to male hero Kyrillos Mansour, we now know that Bumble discriminates against male users of its dating app who identify as being interested in women through its practice of only permitting women to message first.
Is this going somewhere? Who's watching her content? Also, women, don't you ever get tired of watching people complain? All you do is complain. All it is negativity. You get on fucking whatever apps these are. And just look at all the complain videos. Like, no wonder you're miserable people. Everything you do is centered around complaints, sadness, anger, outrage. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
If you are a man...
Oh, that's right. You don't have anything to do in life because you're lazy. Allegedly.
...man who has been affected by this disgusting discrimination, you may be entitled to up to approximately $30 and or 20 free super swipes. It's time to take back your power, men.
Right, so...
You are owed super swipes.
I was supposed to have a first date tonight, and he just unmatched me on Bumble.
Right.
So I guess we're not going to get drinks anymore.
Right.
But I thought I would show you guys my outfit, so somebody saw it.
Is this the one where she's big and fat after all?
Because I know I'll get
This questions. Is the one she's
my
big and fat.
My dress is from Eloquy, but I got it from Dia & Co. My jacket is from ASOS, and my boots are Topshop.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Oh, lady.
Nope. Nope.
Hey, where'd you get your circus tent? I mean, your dress. Mmm.
cute look.
No. No, it's not. You're fat as fuck.
His loss.
I am having, like, all the feels right now. I mean, my...
You mean feelings? Human emotions? Wow, when you talk to children, guys, you have to listen carefully to them because they're having the feels, and they use all the popular words to show that they're hip and they're cool and down with the people, and y'all are the dumbest life forms on the planet.
My birthday's in about a week, so I've got all of that coming up, and reading through these comments.
And you're on TikTok as a grown woman. Nothing better to do, no cookies or biscuits to be made, nothing whatever, women. You're not working at your quilting shop because you're strong and independent as a business owner, right? On TikTok. And you know all the hip words to use. I'm having the feels. Why don't you have some thoughts?
It's really intense, and I can relate to them so much.
Here come the tears.
This is my story right here.
Oh boy, here we go, guys. Here's your story.
I spent my 30s in a relationship with a man that I was very much in love with.
Nope.
And
no, where is he now? You're very in love with him. Love doesn't just turn off, guys. I know people that don't like me and they've done terrible shit to me and stuff, and I love who they are. I loved them for who they were. They're garbage. Obviously, we can't have anything to do with one another, but because of them, not because of me. But you don't just stop loving that person. You're like, okay, well, if you truly love them, that's the sad part. But yeah, she was totally in love and just now all of a sudden not. You mean the guy got tired of pumping and dumping you and then he discarded you and now you're alone? Is that what you mean?
Expected to marry and have a kid with.
Right. He was just fucking you. But most of you women won't figure this out because you're too in your imagination and feelings. And you don't listen when people blatantly tell you this is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. This is the timeline it's going to happen in. Nope. She's going to bang Chad until Chad pumps and dumps her. And then she's going to think that, well, I was really in love with him. Nope.
And when I was 38, he left me for a 20-year-old.
Oh, about 38 he took off, you said? So are you telling me that right before 40, which is exactly what was said, he just left? Not gonna be with you anymore? Certainly, y'all are just breaking up amicably. I'm sure there's not a younger woman in the background. Since you want money and stability, and a younger 20-year-old wants money and stability, and, well, she's got all the sexy parts he likes, and you're wearing your best flannel shirt and playing on TikTok, I can't imagine what he could see in the other woman. Oh, that's right, sexy. Attractive, not in a flannel shirt on TikTok at 38 years old. Right. What could that man have possibly seen in that young, fun, vibrant, sexy, not slouchy looking body? What could he have seen in her?
And it was so funny because at the time...
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious, all right.
I was amazingly optimistic. I really believed...
Wow. Yeah, we make videos about this, actually. It's kind of funny, but yeah. You were amazingly whatever, and now you just can't believe she did this, or he did this, in this case. But men, you know it as she did this. You ever been there, guys, where you're like, I can't fucking believe this bitch just did this after however many years? Any of you men, put a one in the chat if you've ever experienced that.
That, you know, I was going to go out, I got a new job, I... somehow managed to turn my life around after all of that.
You somehow managed to turn your life around after all of that. Even though you caused that, you were the catalyst. You did that. You made the decisions to do it. But yeah, wow, you just magically, managed to turn your life around after your own actions.
And I was absolutely convinced that my... horrific experience in romantic relationships.
You caused all that. You were the catalyst. 80% of divorces are filed by women. We're not going to pretend like they don't destroy and ruin most of their relationships. Even the ones that the man broke up with the woman, it's typically because she became an unconscionable bitch or handed him the scissors for him to cut away the relationship. This is very common in women. We've talked about it many times. But she thought this new guy loved her the way the old guy loved her. But he didn't. He just wanted to fuck her because that's what men want from women from the get-go. Like, that's what we're really interested in, ladies. We'll put up with you and we fall in love and all this other stuff with you. But initially, we just want to fuck. So when you meet the new guy and you think, oh, well, he promised he's going to marry me and we're going to have lived together forever. And he's going to bang you till he gets tired of it. And then he's going to discard you.
Was like statistically likely to take a turn for the better.
Right. How'd that go?
And then I was going to meet someone and I was going to be able to have a baby right under the wire.
Right. You were not. And you said statistically, but actually the statistics show the exact opposite of what you said. So this is the other problem of women is they create their own delusion and then use words as if they actually mean things like man, woman, whatever. You get it. They just whatever everything in life. And then they're like, how come that didn't work? I just whatevered my way through it. Yeah, well, that's the problem.
But that did not happen.
Right.
Not even by a long shot.
Huh.
And in fact, the experiences that I had with...
Oh, the experiences. What experience did you have with Chad? Before he went to the 20-year-old. Because you got old. And the man that used to love you in the past now can't respect you or even look at you because of what you've done. So, and then the new guy, he got a 20-year-old. I wonder what they're doing together. Huh? Ladies, you ever wonder what the man you love, that you discarded or pissed off, is doing with his hot new 20-year-old girlfriend?
Dating, we're just as bad, and in one case, worse.
Oh, here comes more sadness, guys. She's laying it on slow, but she is putting that icing on the cake. Let's have some of that delicious sadness icing.
To the point where I have now opted out of dating altogether.
Nope.
Because I don't feel that...
Really? You mean nobody wants anything to do with you anymore because you hit the wall? I love how women do this. Should be 38 to that age where it's just men ain't trying to fuck you no more, ladies. I don't know what to tell you. It's just how it is. So now you're at that age... And it's rather than it's all men are bad because they want the young, pretty girl and, well, whatever. Anyways, no one cares what you think anymore. You're 38. It's how it works. Anyways, so here comes the sadness, boys.
It is good for my mental health.
Yeah, there we are. Mental health. All the buzzwords are there. You know she's a intelligent person capable of critical thinking and her making up her own mind. She doesn't just go along with whatever she sees when she has the feels due to her mental health, right? She's not programmed by society to be a mindless NPC.
And I'm going to be 47 in about a week.
47.
And I think, getting close to the end of the perimenopause.
Right.
Phase. And, there's a lot of intense emotions.
Ooh, emotions. I wonder if your ex-husband had any emotions. Any of your ex-boyfriends were left with any emotions after you parted ways.
That I feel about this. In some ways, I'm okay with it.
In some ways, I'm okay with it. Guys, that's what's known as a lie. A blatant lie. But we are listening to a woman speak right now. So, but yeah, in some ways, I'm okay with it. Well, let's see what the other ways are, just in case. Just for argument's sake.
I have taken care of children my whole life.
Now that they're getting too old to want anything to do with you anymore, because that's what children do. They get about to their 10 to teen years old, somewhere around there, and they're like, yeah, fucking parents, I got it. We're busy doing other stuff. They want to see their friends and hang out and do fun stuff. Not hang out with their 47-year-old mother. But let's listen.
And there's a part of me that's like, great, now it's my turn.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Play bridge? Cheese and wine parties? Cats? What you got in store for yourself? Gardening alone?
But there's another part of me that is immensely sad.
Oh, the whore part. No more dick for you.
I even knew what I was going to name my child like.
Where's your husband? Ask your husband, and you guys should have started earlier. What happened to him? 47, and no one's pumped any seed into you. Sorry, YouTube, I have to be crass. 47, and you haven't had any baby batter in the old oven, huh? Goodness gracious.
I've thought about her for decades.
She didn't exist. You're just imagining bullshit. Whee! the fantasies and fairy tales that our feelings will weave in our brains, guys. Isn't this fun? Isn't this better than actually accomplishing something over 47 years, having the baby, putting effort, energy, and into things and accomplishing stuff? Nope, let's just have a daydream for 40 fucking 7 years. Wow.
And it really...
And y'all want to be partners. You out of your fucking mind?
Pains me to know that I will never know her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hardest part of this is that it comes with so much fucking shame.
No one's shaming you, stupid. We told you this from the get-go. You didn't listen, and now you're getting what's known as comeuppance. You're getting the repercussions of your actions, and people are like, yeah, shut up, stupid. I don't want to hear you fucking cry about this because I told you not to do this for 20 years, and you did it. So guess what? Shut the fuck up about it around me, or cry your pity little eyes out when I'm not around. You did this.
Not because of us.
Oh.
Like, we don't do this to ourselves.
Well, you actually do this to yourselves through your own actions. Your repercussions are what you don't like, but you did do this. And now you're saying you don't do this because accountability is like kryptonite to women.
It is all from out there.
Where? You didn't point upwards, did you? Don't bring God into this, you slut. 47 years old, you couldn't get a man to commit to me, and you couldn't commit to a man, and oh, it's all up there. Or did you say out there?
Our society is so judgmental.
Our society is not judgmental enough. Let me ask my Islamic friends a quick question. What type of rocks work best? Do you want like a small rock so you can really chuck it and get some speed and accuracy going? Or is it like a big bowling ball rock and you want to kind of bowling ball that thing in there? We want discipline here, so we're going to try to infer some discipline around here. We don't shame enough. That's the problem. And now anything's just all up in the air because, well, lukewarm Christians are pretty weak, to say the least, and have allowed this to happen. Now you get what you get in the church. You've got gay preachers and whatever else and all this other stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, you know, the idea of either you have a standard or you don't. And religion was the standard. So, yeah. The shame that the church used to give these people has gone away, and now these people are, why am I unhappy? I don't know. You didn't live by the Bible, the Quran. You didn't cherish God or go after God in any way. That's the majority of your unhappiness. You said you were doing it, and you went to church to put on your new dress and stuff, but yeah, the principles of the Bible or the Quran, or you weren't living any of it.
Women who didn't get married and don't have kids.
I say those two together because many of you don't know how closely together they are, but that's okay. It's all right. I don't want to offend anybody.
And I hear it on a daily basis every single time I get on social media. Mm-hmm. I hear it from my own nieces.
Right. The young ones?
Who ask me sometimes, I don't understand why you're a woman if you didn't have children.
Right. What the fuck were you doing? Yeah, your nieces. Her nieces are asking that. Obviously, they're not old enough yet. You know what I'm saying, but... The young girls are being honest with her and saying, well, what did you do with your life and your vag, you know, for 40-something years?
They're 7 and 9.
Told you.
Where did they learn that kind of... The shame is everywhere.
The shame? Where did they learn that you're a woman and you didn't do what a woman's purpose on the planet is? You see, that's the problem, is you dummies have been allowed to think for yourself, and most of you are dummies. Sorry. True story. Most of you are ridiculously stupid. Just is what it is. But you were allowed to think for yourself, and now these children who aren't shaming you, they're just asking logical questions based on logic and science and facts, God, all of these things, and they're thinking, she's a woman with a vagina, and yet a baby never came out of her vagina, so what did she do with her vagina her whole life? Right. That's really the question, isn't it, ladies? Let's continue.
Where? And I wish I could say it gets easier, but it does not.
Mm-mm. That's delicious.
Today's article is called Feminist Joins Empowering Dating App, Begs for Return of Patriarchy After Constant Rejection. And it's on a website called Pluralist, which it states is about them. is the future of conservative media. Fast, smart, and irresistible. We cover the events and ideas redefining the American right and counter-conventional media narratives using innovative technology. And it's a review of a feminist's experience on the dating app Bumble. This will definitely have some type of red pill MGTOW point of view. So it's not going to simp or suck up to women. Let's see what it says. It starts out, a feminist professor complained in a blog post Sunday that the Bumble dating app failed to deliver on its promise of female empowerment.
Oh, Jesus. Female empowerment. Female empowerment. Oh. Let me ask you something, women. Let me just explain logic to you real quick. I know this is going to be over some of your heads, so I'll try to keep it kind of light. Power is shit you derive yourself. If you have to be empowered for you to have power, you ain't got no fucking power. That's how that works. Power comes from you. It comes from within. It comes from God and travels through you. And if you have to be empowered, you ain't got no power. That's right. That's how that works. See, power is earned. Power is produced. It takes effort to have power. If you're just out here being empowered, you ain't got no fucking power. None. Just being honest with you. You've earned nothing.
What was she expecting? It's a dating app, not a miracle. Also, it's not surprising a feminist is complaining about something. That's all they ever do. Right. Is throw tantrums about whatever doesn't fit their worldview or cater to their needs.
Shout out to Man Guide.
The feminist is a post wall. So of course, she's going to be a super Karen, and of course, she's single. Before we get deeper into this video...
Comment of the day from Man Guide. Make sure y'all check out his channel. He does some great videos, we react to him here, and we have a blasty blast. Check him out. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. That is a little louder than the other levels.
Back to the article. Writing for The Conversation, health studies researcher Trina Orchard said she joined Bumble in part because it requires women to ask out men.
Right. You mean because she had a job opportunity that was based solely on the fact that she had a vagina? I'm guessing.
As she noted, the app markets itself as a 100% feminist solution to misogyny on other apps.
If you're a feminist, why are you trying to date men? I'm just going to be real with you feminist fucking wackadoos here that actually like men. We don't like feminists at all. Any. At all. They've destroyed the fabric of our society, families, our families in the past. We fucking don't like them. No straight man wants a feminist. Your gay men do. Your men that are bi, no offense to those men. They like that. They'll hang out with you feminist freakazoids. But actual straight men who want women don't want a feminist. I know you think, but that makes me more a woman. No, it actually makes you less woman and more like troll. If you know what I'm saying, on the internet or under the bridge, whichever one, it's kind of interchangeable in that sense. Anyways, if you're a straight woman, I suggest you don't look at all like a feminist because straight men don't like feminists. I don't care what you think about it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
For those who don't know, all Bumble is an app that doesn't allow the men to message a woman first.
Fish.
And it will put her profile on a timer. So if she doesn't message in 24 hours, it will automatically unmatch her. That being said, once she messages, she can't message again until you message back.
Oh, so it's designed to make women feel empowered. It's designed to make women feel in control. Because really all women want is control. Complete and total domination over everything. What men are doing, what women are doing, what people in other countries are doing... I swear the mind virus that is going around in America right now, especially in women and female-leaning people, I think is the politically correct way to say that, it's really truly sad to watch.
If you don't in 24 hours,
y'all are fucking up our society.
Profile will unmatch. It's a two-way street, but it definitely gives the hot women the ability to match with as many people as possible to boost your ego and not face the consequences of doing that by getting flooded with a ton of messages.
Right. So no consequences for your actions again, ladies. I think I'm seeing a pattern developing here.
You can send pics on the app and even do a live call or video chat to prevent being catfished. The app does attract quality women, at least for dating app standards.
Women on dating apps are whores. Ladies, if you can't meet a man in real life, you're not worth knowing. Your personality hasn't coupled with your sexy body, which many of you don't have. That's the real problem, if you want to be honest. You haven't been able to attract a man in real life. It's because you're fat, not attractive enough, or aren't taking good enough care of yourself. Or you look like a feminist and straight men don't want feminists. No nose rings, no tattoos. I don't care if you think it's cute. You don't know shit about shit. No, we're not freeing Che Guevara. I don't even know if he's alive anymore. Stop it. Yeah, I want to fight the power, and why don't you get a job? Seriously.
I
don't
ever slow up. No,
I don't take shit. I got no... I don't know why this song's playing here during this part of the video. It's Man God's video.
However, Orchard soon decided that being empowered is sexist too.
He might have hit the wrong button. That happens sometimes.
She expressed resentment at having to perform the traditionally male task of sending invitation after invitation to potential matches, while the men largely sit and wait for their invites to come.
Mm-hmm.
If she was hot and young...
It's amazing. They designed the entire app around making it work for the women, and the men were like, yeah, we're going to do it this way because it works better for us. Unbelievable, men. You guys are truly engineers.
She'd like it, but because she's not, it's a problem.
Aww.
She's making a big deal out of nothing. All she has to say is hi, not write an essay or a witty opener like men have to do to get the thought's attention. But there's no winning with these post walls. Damn, if you do or don't, their life sucks so much that everything is a problem.
Hmm.
Imagine how most guys feel, especially the average ones.
Happy, no problems, except for when women are involved.
They finally get a match with a cute girl, get super excited, yet she doesn't message and they have to wait. And wait, there's even a timer. And so they wait up to a day and even pay extra money to extend the match only for her to never message or unmatch right after.
Mm-hmm. Men paying money for women to do nothing. Boy, that's a model we could put our whole country again. We could do that with the whole country, huh? Just kidding, we kind of already did.
It's a whole letdown.
Yeah.
At least with the other apps, they can shoot their shot and have somewhat of a chance.
Man, you're not shooting a shot. You're wasting time, energy, and effort for a fucking vagina that doesn't even appreciate being a vagina anymore or how special that used to be. Quit wasting time on these broads.
Back to the article. Will he respond? Will this one like me? She recalled agonizing. Putting myself out there repeatedly made me feel vulnerable. Not.
Totally empowered, strong and independent, but just cowering in fear because of my vulnerabilities. That's all, guys. I'm a strong, independent woman. I can do anything, and I don't need any man, and I am just rough and tough and strong as any man, and I'm just cowering in all of my fear and anxiety. I'm just cowering over here in the shadows. Poor pitiful me as a woman. Don't clip that.
Not empowered. Now she knows how men feel, because 90% of the time, they have to put themselves out there. But it's even harder in person, especially today with social media when women put men on blast for shooting their shot and embarrass them in front of millions of people. And I thought she was strong and independent. They're only that when it benefits them.
Right.
They love chivalry when it's the 10% males. When it's from a regular guy, then it's sexist. Reading article, to cope with her hardships on Bumble, Orchard began documenting her experiences on the app with academic rigor. The results were not...
Academic rigor. Guys, this is not Man God's fault. This is their article that they wrote. But this is a dating app where men and women are going to come together, hopefully to have sex if you're the man. If you're the woman, you're going to take advantage of someone financially, and it's not going to be considered illegal or a scam like it would be if anyone else did it. But you're discussing academic vigor? Well, that got my penis hard. Yeah.
Pretty. By her count, only 60% of her pickup lines were successful, and
none of your pickup lines involved the terms academic rigor, did they?
She reported going on
rigor
dates with just 10.
I said rigor, YouTube.
Men in 5 months, which is a 9% success rate.
Hmm.
Sounds like she's trying too hard. Then again, she is desperate.
Right.
Only 60%. That's still way better than most men who'd be lucky with a 10% success rate. Her crazy ass was still able to get 10 dates. That's 2 dates per month. Since she was on there for 5 months, average guy would be lucky to get that far. Trina Orchard demands Bumble do better.
All of these people that are out here, this they do better. These people need to do better. And these some of the people that are complaining ain't never done nothing in their life. Their greatest accomplishment was wiping their ass after taking a shit. Seriously, some of these people have done nothing at all in life. And they're out here like, well, so-and-so needs to do better. Bitch, do anything. Why don't you do something?
How does Bumble do better?
Right.
The whole point and the appeal of the app is to give women the power of matching without getting flooded with messages.
And they're still complaining.
Gives them a two-tier matching system, as they can pick the cream of the crop from whoever they matched with.
And why don't y'all match with my balls?
And ignore the rest. Apparently, still single at the end of the process, Orchard blamed her constant rejection on men not being comfortable waiting to be asked out.
Right. Yeah, we don't appreciate shit like that. Y'all think it's cute and expect men to show up. And then you Bud Light yourself because you're like, well, we made it so that it really helps the women. And, you know, because of equality, and we're a feminist equality people. And so we made it favor the women and kind of shitty for the men. And men didn't like that. That's weird.
As proof, she recounted being mistreated on the app because she is a feminist.
Oh, yes. Again, if you're a woman and you want a man, straight men hate feminist. Not hate. Maybe that's too strong. We don't ever want to see them, talk to them, be around them, and we wish they lived on a different planet. Seriously. Because they don't like men. They've proven it. I know they say they do, but they're women, so a lot of that's a lie. Let's just be honest with each other here. Not saying that all women lie. I'm just saying 99.991% of them definitely fucking lie. Only when their mouth is moving, though. So let's continue.
No kidding. No one wants to date a Karen who's a constant nagger and complainer and
Nagger, YouTube. He said nagger.
Has an inferiority complex because they got a fake degree in women's sexuality or gender studies or queer literature studies.
Right.
That's not the same academic rigor as chemistry or computer science or engineering.
Right.
Those degrees contribute to the world and the GDP of a country.
Right.
Back.
And the other one only serves as pseudoscience so that they can push pills and pharmaceuticals onto people to continue the drug war that wages in America legally, allegedly. Let's continue.
To the article. Some Bumble men view the app's signature design as a way for women to rob them of their right.
Bumble men? Man, quit trying to use dating apps to pick up broads. Just quit trying to pick up broads personally. Work on yourself. Broads will show up. It's what they do. They're looking for a guy that's got his shit together. Get your shit together and they'll show up. And then you can ignore them because they only seek to destroy you. So, and Bumble men? Please, shouldn't you guys be on Grindr? Anyways.
Well, dating power, she said.
I'm a Bumble man. I'm out here looking for love and Mrs. Wright. She's getting throttled, cocked by Chad and Tyrone right now, but she's going to answer my message any day now.
Many openly critiqued us for acting like men, and I was ghosted, sexually degraded, and subjected to violent language by men who resented me or what I represented as a feminist.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
That's not the app's fault, but her fault for being a feminist and, more so, brainwashing the future generations of women to be feminists as well.
Right, and that's why men don't like you feminist. One, we don't like you because of who you are, but you're also trying to convince the other women to be like you, and it's working because other women are somewhat impressionable and don't think for themselves. Allegedly, of course, YouTube. But, yeah. So, again, there's multiple facets of reasons not to like you. Destroyed society, ruined families, ruined children. The education system is a shithole, especially in colleges where the feminists are laying it on pretty heavy. Really, there's like 13 tiers not to like feminism and feminists. So if you are a woman who wants a straight man who likes vagina, I would just not be a feminist. You know what I'm saying?
She's literally making the world a worse place to be in.
Right.
Especially for men. Men want women to act feminine, not like a he-she-it belligerent. Good for the men for matching with her just to give her a piece of their mind. That is based AF. And
bitch.
I salute them. And welcome to being a man. Men get ghosted in real life as well. They plan a date and end up waiting for an hour only for the thought to finally message that she didn't feel like going. At least being ghosted on the app is just an unmatch. No real time wasted. These insights not only shocked me, they impaired my ability to have meaningful dating experiences on Bumble, she added. Orchard further accused Bumble of practicing an outdated brand of feminism that wrongly assumes female empowerment is possible in a patriarchal world. No matter how much a feminist tries to be a feminist, the dating world still falls back to gender norms. I hate to be the one to spoil her crusade against...
Yeah, it's almost like the men are looking for what men have always been looking for, which is a female without a penis and acting like a female.
It's Bumble, but she's not going to have a meaningful relationship anywhere. It can be any app or any setting. She's still going to drive men away once she opens her mouth.
Yeah.
The hashtag MeToo and Time's Up movements continue to illuminate how much unfinished business we have ahead of us before gender equality is a reality, she said.
Holy fuck, you idiot assholes with your gender search. Everything's gotta be equal, and it's not equal. It'll never be equal. And I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm saying one's good for this, one's good for that, and as long as one does this and one does that, everything works out great. But as long as one person's like, I'm always the victim, and I never get the same amount of juice that my brother got in my brother's glass. He has more juice than I have. You are a fucking petulant child. This is when the parent steps in and says, stop behaving like a child. Drink your goddamn juice or I'll throw it on the floor in front of you. I'm just kidding. I would never say that because that would be considered, he's mean and abusive. And I haven't even gotten started yet, guys, with the discipline that should be imposed but isn't being imposed.
Bumble needs a serious upgrade if it truly wants to empower women and make room for men en route to more meaningful dating experiences, she said.
Empower women?
That's the issue. Men don't want to get caught up in the Me Too movement. They don't want to go to prison over an accusation. Bumble is just a dating app, you dummy. It's not gonna solve hunger or quote-unquote make women equal. Sorry, female dog, this isn't Wendy's. Orchard suggested a number of fixes for the app, including the creation of a forum for users to discuss their experiences on and screening men for their feminist
Yeah, that's what they need. More talking. Yeah, women, all your talking hadn't been able to do anything right or fix anything yet, but you guys just come together and have an open forum where you can discuss things more. That'll do it. Then you can just block all the people that you don't like their comments, delete them, hide them, shadow ban them. Yeah, open forum indeed, ladies. Yeah, equality on YouTube. Yeah. No one's being hidden, shadow banned. Segregation is what it's known as, which is a suable offense, by the way, big companies, social media companies for sure. You're segregating openly. You can call it what you want, but that is what you're doing. That's a suable offense in America. It's crazy.
Views. How is this forum going to help her to get dates? And it's just going to make the feminist Chads and Tyrones even more wanted when all the women realize they're after those rare types of men and the usual 10% of all men.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to share notes and sabotage each other with backstabbing. That's exactly what she wants to do. See how many other women the men she wants is talking to so she can have a better advantage. Which doesn't work that way. The man is going to pick the hottest chick that's the least headache.
Right.
Back to the article. Her main proposal, though, was for Bumble to remove the she asks and he waits design so both partners can access one another as soon as a match is made. She presented her plea like a novel idea, but it would make Bumble just like most of the supposedly patriarchal apps that it was hailed as a replacement for.
Right, but they don't talk about any of that, guys. They don't acknowledge that. They're like, oh, yeah, we did something special. Totally didn't fucking work, and we gotta flip-flop it back and be like just like everyone else now. But we did something.
Then Bumble will go out of business because it will be just like the other dating apps.
Right.
It actually attracts.
And the fact that most men that have a brain and a penis don't want a feminist woman in any kind of way. Why would you go to Bumble? They advertise that they're a feminist, this and that. And people are going to start boycotting things they don't like, whether it's Bud Light or feminist anything. I don't care if you own a bakery shop. I'll eat fucking Ritz crackers before I'll buy from you because you're an open fucking, you know, bigot. That's what you are. You claim equality, but that ain't what feminism's about.
It's a higher quality woman that wouldn't use Tinder because there's no outright hookup stigma of Bumble, even though all dating apps for the red pill aware have the hookup aspect to them.
Mm-hmm.
The hashtag...
Men are only there to hook up, ladies. I don't give a fuck what you idiots are thinking. No offense. Let me explain. You think that just because you make a dating app for, well, the women get to decide and the this and the that, and the we're going to really pick, and men are only there to fuck you. We only care about fucking you. We're only trying to fuck you. Later on, if we like you, you can hang around. But at first, when we first see you and hook up or get to know you on a dating app, it's to fuck. Period. I don't care about your cat or your whatever. And you're mean. And John, you're an ass. I'm just like every other man. I'm just have the balls to say it out loud. We're there to fuck. Period. Everyone should have told you this your whole life. Men want to fuck you. Men are going to try to fuck you. You should have heard this plenty of times so that now as an adult, you don't like, well, they're only trying to fuck me. No shit, stupid. Yeah. That's what we meant when we told you this for 20-something years.
Like me too mentality.
I want a feminist man to come along with my political ideologies and I'll find him on a dating app because those men are, that's what they're looking for. Nope.
Orchard's argument against Bumble is...
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Not exceptional. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg made a similar...
CEO of a major social media is a woman? Well, how surprising. CEO, boy, she sounds important, guys. I wonder what kind of thing she does at Facebook, since it's pretty much done the same thing that it's always done, although now is controlling more people through its propaganda. Anyways, allegedly.
Case in May after a study by her feminist advocate.
Whoops, I'm not on the right screen. Sorry, guys. Group. You only missed words.
LeanIn.org found that hashtag MeToo activism seemed to be causing men to avoid female subordinates for fear of sexual misconduct allegations.
Yeah, that and women are typically pretty cunty.
They played stupid games.
Especially if given a little bit of power. They're like, we want equality. Why can't I be CEO? You could be if you earned it through what would actually be equality, but what? Huh?
Games with the false accusations, the witch hunts, and found out. Back to the article. It's not enough to harass us, she said during an appearance on CBS. You need to not ignore us either.
Hold on, we have to fuck with you? We have to have something to do with you? Don't you understand what a petulant piece of shit-ass child you're being? They won't play with me. Go force them to play with me. Make them play with me. They won't let me play with them. Yeah, because you're an asshole. No one likes you. Because you're an asshole. And rather than you trying to not be an asshole and be likable by the other people, you're trying to force people to play with your asshole. Literally, some of you. So, you know.
For both Orchard and Sandberg, the assumption seems to be that real female empowerment is impossible until the patriarchy is fully toppled. However, critics of feminism and of social justice ideology in general have pointed out that this standard effectively...
There is no patriarchy, ladies. Most men don't have any balls at all, which is why you women are wrecking shop right now, because most men that have some balls would have crushed this whole shit a long time ago and said, shut up, I don't care what you think about it. Shut up, I don't care if you don't like it. This is how the fuck we're doing it. Just like in Dubai and in all these other great places overseas where they say, no, we're not doing whatever your fucked up idea is. We're doing it the way it's been done for thousands of years because it's always worked. It's kept order and peace and law based on God. Based on the repercussions of what will happen if you fuck around, you will find out. But here in America, whatever. Most men here are spineless, sackless. Yeah, they won't even say it out loud. You know what I mean? John, I don't like, shut the fuck up, you spineless sack of shit.
Dooms members of supposedly disempowered identity groups to perpetual victimhood. At least she's somewhat self-aware. She can always move up to an uninhabited island or location on Earth and start her own feminist society from the ground up. We already live in a gynocentric dictatorship. The West is so pro-woman, one feminist can take down a whole empire a man built with one unfounded accusation. No need for evidence and no recourse if she lied. She did an interview about this experience, and we'll play the best part of it, which sums her up.
Okay, I had about 2,300 matches.
Oof.
Nope.
Alright, so you're tattooed up like a good feminist. You're wearing a flannel like a good feminist. And you've made yourself as unfuckable as possible. Can't believe you had all these people unmatched from you. Also, look at this lady over here. look at the world of hurt going on here. Why is she even discussing dating? And why is this lady discussing dating, even though it looks like she just came out of a 30-year heroin habit, allegedly?
...in 5 months, and then, no offense, but I didn't want to contact every one of them. I chose 113. So
out of the 113 you chose, you had zero success rate?
I made 113 initial conversations, and as you asked earlier, are they scripted? No, you come up with them yourself, and you try and get a sense of, you know, from his pictures what he might be interested in.
Dr. Trina Orchard. This is a doctor. Did you see the tattoos on her, guys? You ever go and look at someone to get life advice and they're a fucking moron and you're like, why would I listen to this person? Why would I listen to anything this person is saying with any level of brevity? Why would I give them anything? Why would you pay attention to someone who does this to their body and then acts like, well, I'm a doctor? Right. We're all really impressed with your title. Oh, you went to a university for a while? You paid a lot of money for a university to teach you things, and now you're a lonely feminist? I wonder if those two things go hand in hand or not. Oh, doctor indeed. Because the university, right? Yeah.
If he has anything written in the profile, you kind of, obviously, you try to make it a little interesting and ask about him, obviously.
Why, instead of trying to make it interesting, ladies, why don't you try to make it sexy? Why don't you try to look sexy, be sexy, don't be old, don't fuck your entire life and think you're going to show up at 40 and land a man, because that's not how men work. I mean, you can, we're going to make men change because we think that's terrible. Nobody gives a fuck what you think. Seriously.
Obviously, my opening ones were, you know, they got better over time. You know, I had been out of the game for a while.
Right. But you see her stumble through that one? I've been out of the game for a while. You mean no one's wanted to fuck you for a long time?
So a bit of a learning skill there.
Yeah, absolutely. About 67 of those 113 were responded to.
Right.
And then of that, of those 67, I arranged and was able to meet with 10 different men.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
So, 100 and something initially, you chose 67 of them, and after talking with you, talking stuff you were saying earlier, 10 of them were like, I'll still try to meet with this lady, but she looks like a feminist heroin addict, allegedly.
That's quite a lot of whittling down.
Yeah, it is a bit of whittling down, isn't it, Granny?
9% success rate.
Oh, you know the math. Wow, boy, my penis is hard. She did a math there, guys.
And of the 10 men that you met, were there any that you met more than once?
Yes, 3 of them. Yeah. So those ones obviously turned out very well.
Very well? Where are they? Why make this video if they turned out very well? You had success with 3 men. How many are still in your life now?
But, you know, one of those 3 also disappeared after the second date, which...
Yeah, I can't imagine why. Yeah, I mean, I've been telling you why. This is what I do here. I have a very honest show on YouTube where I tell everything honestly. I shed light on the world so that the children may see. That's all I'm doing here, guys. I'm hated for it and loved for it. But ladies, you should start listening.
It was like such a good date. What happened?
Yeah, pumped and dumped. She said it was such a good date, which means she was enjoying herself. The date went well. He was trying to fuck because that's what we do. And she fucked him. I'm guessing. Allegedly. Or she didn't and he was like, fuck out of here. A feminist that doesn't fuck? I'm just kidding. Feminist, fuck you.
Let's get this straight. From the whole article, you got the impression they barely matched with anyone. But in reality, she matched with 2,371 men and...
Which one of you men are doing that? Like, huh?
Then only reached out to 113.
Right.
So she selected 4.7% of her matches, and she got to meet 9% of those.
Mm-mm.
She initiated 113 conversations, and of those men, 67 responded, about 60%. After conversations by text, she met a grand total of 10 men, a success rate of 9%. In essence, then, the men gave her double the chances she gave them. She's complaining just to complain. This is the definition of extreme entitlement.
Right.
This feminist professor had 3,000 options and still managed to end up single.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this shit up. The good news is that she'll die alone, miserable, and unhappy.
That is good news.
The end.
Shout out to Man Guide for their excellent videos. As always, guys, I'm Gone with John. I hope you guys have enjoyed my show here. If you have, hit like or subscribe or comment or... dislike and just quietly hate watch, furiously angry at me for some reason. Whatever works best for you guys. I'm gone with John. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Yeah, hey. Cause I can't do shit right, I can't learn my lesson. I can't do shit right, take antidepressants. Illness and welfare on my adolescence. My friends probably hate me, can't answer a message. Filled with anxiety, always be hiding me. Feeling inadequate, it's always just driving me. Not a role model, that's not what I strive to be. Can't go outside, I'm afraid they'd be finding me.